Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The Bulletin.
Rightio. Let's get stuck into the bulletin this morning, and it's from a fellow resident, actually, just down the road here in Havelock North. That is Aidan McLaughlin. Aidan, I think the hottest news this morning we can touch on is Geordie signed for Leinster.
Yeah, morning to you, Smithy. Morning to all the listeners. Didn't see that one coming when I woke up this morning, but the more I think about it, I think it's an announcement that is really good for all parties, isn't it? It's good for New Zealand rugby. They managed to secure Geordie Barrett's services for the long term through to 2028. We're very used now to players taking sabbaticals, and more often than not now they tend to be in Japan where the money's good and perhaps the strain on the body isn't quite as severe. But Geordie Barrett's in a slightly different direction. But I think that's also a good thing because the standards of play that he encounters at Leinster, not only against the other Irish teams, but also against other European teams, will be good. It's a brief stay over there. It's only for about 6 months. So I think, all things considered, a really, really good announcement for all parties.
I think it is too. And one of the reasons I get a bit sceptical about these sabbaticals, as they call them, is sometimes you play a level of rugby which makes you drop off a wee bit in terms of physicality, in terms of, I don't know, just the wear and tear, etc. And sometimes that can be a good thing. But when you're looking to come back in and initially make impact at home, I think that can be a bit dangerous. But I don't see that with Leinster. I really don't. And coming out of that competition, which probably is the best, I would say, one of the better competitions in world rugby at the moment, and Irish rugby reflects that.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And I like to think that this might actually be the start of something because, as we've alluded to, you know, that standard in Japan with all the will in the world isn't as strong as elsewhere. But if we can perhaps see Geordie Barrett be successful, come back strong, you know, I'm assuming he will still play for the All Blacks straight after he returns, he'll be available. So if he can hit the ground running, then why can't other All Blacks do something similar in the future? And hey, I mean, I guess the other thing is, if Scott Robertson and New Zealand Rugby are thinking an even bigger picture here, are we going to encourage New Zealand players maybe to go over and spend more time in Europe and encounter that type of rugby? And perhaps it will be a benefit. I know we've always been resistant to players playing offshore, but perhaps this could be the start of something bigger, which doesn't necessarily weaken our game, but potentially could strengthen it.
I just wonder, is this in terms of trying to pick an All Black side? Okay, we've got a new coach. I just wonder, is this one of the more difficult years or the more interesting years? I'm trying to get my head around which word to use here, really, because I'm not quite sure. I mean, you look at the form of the Hurricanes loose forwards, these young guys, etc. You look around the country. It's far from a lay-down mazier, is it?
I think it's a really exciting prospect because you always come out of a Rugby World Cup cycle. People retire, people move on. They try new experiences overseas. They make themselves unavailable for the All Blacks. But as we've seen, you know, as we see every 4 years, there's always a willing group of young men and perhaps even those who have been around for a wee while who want to make that step up and are desperate to do so. So I think it brings opportunity. I think that's exciting. And I think it's really good for Scott Robertson and the rest of his coaching staff, because they will be looking at this season with really open eyes, and there'll be no one's out of the picture, are they? Everyone has a chance to make an impact, young or old. And you've mentioned some great young talent, but equally the likes of TJ Perenara. I mean, where did that come from suddenly? You know, a few weeks ago we're thinking Cam Roygaard is pretty much nailed on to be the starting halfback for the All Blacks going forward because he's showing such great form. But now look what's happened. So the doors are open.
The doors are open, all right. They are absolutely open. And the fact that the Crusaders lost again at the weekend and the number of candidates there, you would think Scott Robertson's got a pretty close eye on. They're just not getting the job done. As opposed to the great men and the great people at Wrexham, Ryan Reynolds, Rob McElhenney, made the punt. They took a gamble. It's probably still cost them a fortune. Even though, Aidan, they are now promoted to League One. That's a good story.
Yeah, it is a good story. It's really interesting. I guess it shows the power of streaming services these days, isn't it? That so many people have latched on to the story of Wrexham. Obviously, very high-profile owners that you mentioned, and the Disney series that has become so popular. So suddenly, an underachieving traditional club such as Wrexham, who have been out of the limelight for many years, they're the chosen ones for whatever reason, and now it's turning into a really, really interesting story where suddenly back-to-back promotions, they still have an outside chance of winning League Two, but they do need Stockport County to slip up in the remaining three games. But yeah, I mean, it brings a lot of attention to lower league football in England, it is a good story. It brings a lot of eyes to the game. And, it's nice to see something outside of the top sphere, isn't it? I mean, we all know about the top teams in Europe and in England and the Premier League, but nice to see a slightly different slant. And it's giving people the opportunity to just follow Wrexham through the different stages of their development. But there's still a long way to go. League One will be tough. It will be challenging. I think they need more investment. I don't think they are losing money, as you mentioned. I think they're going to need some more substantial investment. They need to look at things like their training grounds. They have done some work on their ground itself, but probably needs a bit more. And then the higher you go, the more money you need to buy those players and to pay those players. So, it's going to get tougher.
It's going to get tougher, but, it could have gone the other way. And it's certainly playing-wise, it's gone probably on schedule, actually, to where they wanted to be. Interesting, we had the swimming. I'm not sure whether you're able to get along and have a quick nosy at the swimming champs. We've got 11 athletes, apparently, now set for the Olympics. But that doesn't guarantee that all 11 will go, does it?
No, it doesn't. So they've, you're quite right. There's seven athletes who have made the Olympics, and then there's another, have made the qualifying standard, I should say, the qualifying time for the Olympics, and then Paralympics. But now I guess it comes down to Swimming New Zealand and New Zealand Olympic Committee, because as we know, we've seen over the years many times that just because you reach the standard, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to go. We know that there are, of course, the likes of Lewis Clairbert, who will, of course, will go, and their live medal chances. But yes, I think unlike some other countries where they would basically just let you go, and even if you had no chance of competing for a medal, I think New Zealand look at things in a slightly different way. So it'll be interesting, but it was, it's a great facility, Smithy. As I've said to you before, we're very lucky that my children get to go there a number of times each week and swim in an Olympic standard swimming pool. It's been a fantastic addition to the region over the last 18 months or so. And now we're getting events like the New Zealand National Championships. This week it's the Underage Championships at the same pool in the same setting. So it's really good for the development of swimming in this country. And it was good to see it get a few headlines last week.
Did you spend a bit of time in front of the telly watching Scotty Scheffler dominate again?
I spent more than a bit of time. It's a time of year I absolutely love, just to wake up in the morning and if you wake up early enough, you might watch a few a few people go round Amen Corner, or you might watch some of the groups and play, and then from 7 a.m. we all get stuck into the main action. So yeah, spent a lot of time watching the golf over the weekend, and hey, what a performance, right? I mean, that's now, I think, there's not many favourites that win majors when you think about it. Yes, Tiger used to do it all the time, but because there's such depth in golf, quite often those favourites that come into the tournament, they can end up coming absolutely nowhere. They can struggle. They can come mid-division. But Scottie Scheffler, I mean, he really justified that favourites tag, and he won comfortably in the end. And he's 27 years old, so the golfing world really is his oyster. I mean, we've seen players come and go, haven't we? We've had our hopes up that the new Tiger Woods or the next Tiger Woods is around the corner, and there's been a few people over the years that have threatened to do so, whether it's the Brooks Koepkas or the Jordan Spieths of the world. And none have really quite broken through to be as dominant as Tiger was. It will be interesting now to see what Scottie Scheffler does. He has the game. He's 27 years old. But equally, you know, it was very high profile. He is starting a family. You know, he has a new addition. So will that change things? Well, you know, his priorities will change, but will he be able to maintain his game? It's going to be very interesting to see what happens over the next few months and years.
Do you like the draw in rugby league, as we saw the other night?
I like the draw. I like the draw. I think a draw is fair. I understand why some sports go down the route of golden point. I do, but I mean, I was watching it, as I'm sure you were, Smithy, and the joy of securing a draw there at the end of that game was fantastic. And I actually forgot very briefly that we were going to get going again, you know, because it was such an unexpected comeback in many ways. And for them to get up right at the end, you kind of thought to yourself, yep, great. It's a fair conclusion to the game. You know, they both walk away with a couple of points. Obviously, they did in the end anyway, because Golden Point didn't bring anything extra. But I've always been a fan of just, if it's a draw, it's a draw. I don't really see the need to go any further. But it would seem I'm more and more on the smaller side when it comes to that opinion.
I don't know, actually. I don't know. I'm starting to go around to your way of thinking, I've got to say. Hey, Aidan, have a terrific week. Thanks very much for your time this morning. And, I must go out to that complex. It's been years since I've gone out to that complex and had a look around, so I must do that and have a cup of coffee at the 13th Stag. Aidan McLaughlin, cheers, have a good week, and we'll have another bulletin tomorrow morning round about the same time, 10:53.